USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Vice President Mike Pence will be in Nebraska today to tour flood-damaged areas. In a suburb west of Omaha, credit union manager Jason McIntyre works at just one of the hundreds of businesses that were flooded out.
We also house the city offices here, and we just pumped more water, another foot of water out this morning.
The historic floods in the Midwest have killed at least four people and done hundreds of millions of dollars in damage. McIntyre says they're just trying to get their office back into shape.
And we're working to get demolition done so we can get all this repaired, get the credit union go up and going again.
McIntyre was speaking there on KSMB News. Busy day for President Trump as the president will welcome the president of Brazil, and the two leaders will then hold a joint press conference in the Rose Garden. The president and first lady will also receive an update on the opioid crisis. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. 30% of Americans who are planning home improvements of $5,000 or more will pay for those renovations with a high-interest credit card. That may not be a great idea. A better idea may be to take cash out of your home with a Quicken Loans 30-year fixed-rate mortgage. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.5%, APR 4.78%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate subject to change. Pay 2% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Liberty Mutual Insurance knows you're focusing on the road right now, so we'll just describe our newspaper print ad to you. It's a tiny square that's colored a newspaper shade of gray that has you thinking yellow. As the words read, Liberty Mutual customizes your insurance so you only pay for what you need. Now that's the kind of print ad that'll make you glad you still read newspapers.
Go to libertymutual.com for a customized quote and you could save.
Liberty, 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 liberty.
Coverage is underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Equal housing insurer.
The Prime Minister of New Zealand has called for national unity as the residents of Christchurch, New Zealand try to return to life as normal. USA Radio Network's John Clemens reports.
Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern spoke to Parliament in response to last Friday's attacks at two different mosques that left 50 people dead. She said New Zealand is a nation of 160 different languages.
We open our doors to others and say welcome. And the only thing that must change after the events of Friday is that this same door must close on all of those who espouse hate and fear.
In a 70-page document issued before the attack, the government and called foreign immigrants invaders. I'm John Clemens.
Former Texas Congressman Robert O'Rourke has a lot of money in the bank for his presidential campaign. He raised more than $6 million in the first 24 hours after he announced he was running for the 2020 Democratic presidential nomination. O'Rourke has raised more money than any of the other candidates. This is USA Radio News.
America's built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
Recapping one of our top stories of the day, flooding continues in the Midwest with more flooding expected, possibly in parts of Nebraska, come the mid part of this week. Some on the left are saying the flooding in Nebraska, Iowa, and Wisconsin is all due to global warming, while Republican Senator from Nebraska Ben Sasse says this isn't the time to be bringing up global warming.
The if-then connection that a lot of people draw in the midst of a crisis isn't very helpful. We got a whole bunch of people struggling for life and livelihood. We had sandbars in the middle of the Platte River filled with cows. This is in the middle of the plains. Cows from upstream had been washed away, and people are struggling to rescue these people. So politicizing this in the midst of a controversy isn't the right move. The debate around climate change is important. There's a lot of debate we should be having there, but lots of the folks who are running for political office want to pretend that they have certainty about what the solution is, even when their solutions would often be devastating to the economy. So we should be distinguishing between analysis of big problems, emergency response, and debates about what you do down the road.
The former head of the DNC is hired by Fox News. USA Radio Network's Robin Walensky reports.
Fox News hires Donna Brazile, former chair of the DNC, as a political commentator 2 years after she's fired by CNN for feeding Hillary Clinton questions about debate topics during a 2016 town hall. Her conduct at CNN revealed as part of emails exposed by WikiLeaks.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.